Okay, we're going to now convene the December 14, 2009 special magistrate proceedings for the City of Daytona Beach. Will those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear the testimony about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I have read and approved the minutes of November 10, 2009, and I want to have executed them. With that, we'll proceed straight to the hearing of our cases. The first one being Edna F. Williams Bell for a progress report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is just a progress report. Mrs. Bell is currently dealing with the redevelopment department. She is well into the process of getting general inspections from the building department and engineer department. So actually we have pretty good progress on that. We don't have a definite progress date, or rather a completion date, but from speaking with different people in the city, we're looking at probably a year to full completion. Then again, we're talking about a full rehabilitation of the house from roof to foundation.
All right, is this something that's like already in front of the redevelopment department such that they're the ones that are going to be seeing it through as
yes.
opposed to Ms. Bell?
Correct.
I mean, I'm sure if the city's going to be responsible for it, the city will follow through. If I have to leave it to Ms. Bell, then perhaps I need to bring her back. So I guess I'm just kind of curious as to who's going to be manning the ship from here on out.
My point of contact is Avis Wilkinson from the redevelopment department, and she's pretty much the point person on this. So community development. So she's the point person on this project.
And is this something like that's already been accepted?
Oh, definitely. Okay. It's completely, the wheels are in motion.
Okay, so do I need to... So what do you suggest? A progress report 6 months down the road, or am I just...
I think 6 months would be
a... Just withdrawing this to let the redevelopment department take over. I don't know which.
I'm willing to withdraw this one if the redevelopment... The community development department's...
Doesn't matter to me. Whatever's easiest on y'all.
We could go ahead and withdraw.
All right. Then,
Just stay on. I'm sorry. I'll just do some inspections. If we have to open another one, we will.
Yeah, typically what we do is dismiss it since you've already had jurisdiction on it since we began the case.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to get rid of it. It's just kind of hard eyeballing something for a year.
True.
And if the redevelopment department is now taken over...
Yeah, it's a city project in essence.
If it's a city project and I'm not relying on Ms. Bell to get it done, then
correct.
It doesn't matter to me what we do with it. So tell me what you want me to do.
That's fine to dismiss.
All right, let the record reflect that the city withdrew case number SMG 1208190, and it's my understanding that the redevelopment department will be seeing to it that ultimately the respondent comes into compliance.
Mm-hmm. Community development.
Community redevelopment department ultimately comes into compliance. Very good. Thank you. Case number two, Joseph Burton Hardy III, Joyce L. Wright, and Juliet Massey. Projects.
Yes.
In any event, the most recent amended...
Mr. Gale, do you have something for you?
Sure, what's that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Request for dismissal. Why are we still looking at those pictures?
All right, well, let's go with the city first. Where are we on this?
Mr. Kikauja, last hearing, there was an issue with the interior floor. We had set up an appointment to meet Mr. Hardy out on the property, and that was the particular day that I was at work and had to call out sick for personal reasons. Since then, there's been no contact. I have spoken with his sister on a couple of occasions. I actually spoke with her after the last hearing and also saw her out there this morning. But ultimately, didn't get to see the foundation of the property or of the inside. And that's pretty much where
it is. Did Mr. Criswell look at it?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge.
Will you relax for a second?
Okay.
Relax for a second.
Okay. Like I said, we did have that appointment set up. The appointment was missed.
Mr. Criswell was there.
I do not know.
Yes,
I've
sir.
I've had no contact with Mr. Hardy, and Mr. Criswell has not informed me of any inspection that he's done.
Good enough. So you had something coordinated. You were upset.
Correct.
All right. Mr. Hardy.
I don't know where to start.
Please, sir.
Mr. Criswell did show up. You have a copy of his card right there, but you handed it to me when he just showed up. Ms. Massey here, my sister, is a witness. Mr. Griswell made two phone call attempts at the site trying to contact Mr. Stinson. And when he left, he didn't say there was a problem with the floor. Mr. Stinson has just said himself.
Hey, don't worry about what
okay,
Mr. Stinson
okay,
said.
Okay.
You tell me what happened
out there
that you saw or heard for yourself.
Mr. Griswell, he came. We had a conversation with him.
He looked at the floor.
He looked at the property.
He thought the floor was all right.
He looked at the property and he left.
Did he tell you the floor was all right?
He didn't say the floor was bad neither. No, he didn't, but he didn't say the floor was bad. I don't see anything of him filing a report with code enforcement about the issue.
So are we getting ready to tell me we're no further down the road information-wise than we were last time we were here?
Yes, sir, I'm telling you that. And one thing
so
I have...
You still haven't had an engineer look at it, and the city still hasn't had an engineer look at it.
No, the city engineer was there, but he
What engineer?
Didn't make it there. Mr. Mark Criswell, you have his card right there.
I have his card. Is he an engineer?
He said he was, building inspector. That's who Mr. Stinson brought out.
Okay, Mr. Criswell, I want to hear, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me the floor is okay.
I'll tell you the floor is okay.
All right, appreciate it. I don't know that you have the expertise, because somebody else right over here, who may be just as qualified as you, is telling me the floor is not okay. So I need a tiebreaker here. We were supposed to have an engineer do that for me. Now, Mr. Criswell, having been, what is he, chief building official? I suppose if he overruled Mr. Stinson, then that would be the end of the matter with regard to the floor.
Correct.
Where's Mr. Criswell?
Like I said, I've had no contact with Mr. Criswell. I've had no contact with...
Is Mr. Criswell in the building?
Sir, ma'am.
We'll get somebody trying to call.
May I say something, sir?
In a second. Okay, great.
Mr. Allison's trying to get all over right now, sir.
Great, thank you.
Mr. Kettle, like I stated the last magistrate, if the building inspector or building official looks at the property and blesses it or whatever, says that it's fine, I'm willing to stipulate.
All right, good enough. So we need to hear from Mr. Criswell.
Okay. Mr. Stinson's making accusations of not following up on his own words. He's not following up on this case. That's why we're here today, because he has not been attempt to talk to Mr. Criswell after inspection, nor has he attempted to reschedule an appointment.
That was late. Thank you, sir.
Sir, if I was 10 minutes late, would you want to hear what I have to say when I got here?
I guess this falls under the category of stuff happens. Stuff happens to respondents. Stuff happens to the city. I'm interested in the substance here. And
yes.
The substance here is the caliber or the quality of that floor, which, by the way, is also a life safety issue that I'm not allowed to just stick my head in the sand and ignore. So right now, I'm hearing a dispute. You tell me the floor is good. He tells me the floor isn't good. I want somebody who's qualified to say the floor is good. Or if somebody wants to come and trump him and say I'm higher up the food chain than he is and I say the floor is all right, so be it. But right now, you guys are in a tie, and I'm not going to make a decision because somebody, you know, screwed up somewhere along the way or couldn't make this or couldn't make that, because we've certainly given the respondents a heck of a lot of time up to this point in time, because we're going back over a year here.
Yes.
So I can be a little bit patient as far as hearing from the city. So if Mr. Criswell's here, then why don't we just... Okay, now, while we're waiting on him, is the floor the only thing that's left here now?
As far as I'm concerned, yes, sir.
Okay. And in your opinion, what needs to be done with the floor?
There were weak points in the floor.
Just a wooden floor?
Correct.
Sitting on joists?
Correct.
Not a concrete slab or anything?
No, it doesn't feel like it.
Okay. And was any work done to the floor?
Yes, I did work to the floor myself.
Okay. So what'd you do? You repaired joists?
I did, and I reinforced some flooring. Some weak spots, I did do that.
Hi. Good
morning.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Criswell, I'm sitting here between a rock and a hard place.
Yes, sir.
I have Mr. Hardy telling me the floor is all right. I have Mr. Stinson telling me he has questions regarding the integrity of the floor. And we were trying to fashion some resolution to this. And when we were here last, we talked about perhaps engineers taking a look at the floor, perhaps somebody with more experience or qualifications in this particular area taking a look at the floor, however you want to say it. So I'm looking for a tiebreaker here, or else we're still stuck in limbo. Did you have an opportunity to inspect the floor?
I went to the home to inspect the floor. Mr. Stinson had a family issue, couldn't make it, and the homeowners didn't allow me to go inside.
No, that's not so.
Okay, just a second here. All right, Mr. Criswell, finish what you were saying.
When they came here, when I went there, the homeowners met me at the front door, and I said, well, Mr. Stinson's not here. Do you want me to come in and take a look at it? I So there was a consensus that they didn't want me to go in without Mr. Stinson, and I didn't know exactly what I was, you know, going to look at, because they had a interpretation that was just some subfloor issues. Mr. Stinson had some issues that they're structural problems, so I did not take a look at it.
Okay. Mr. Hardy, what do you have to say about the episode?
He never asked. Did he could go in? He would ask. I would say yes.
There was Excuse me. Are you telling me that he never went in the house?
I never told you he went in the house. I said he was at the property.
Well, you certainly led me to believe that that was the case. I guess maybe I was just guilty of assuming that. Wow. I think all you people need therapy, quite frankly.
Not necessarily. He did view some parts of the property through the window. He never asked to go inside. He said, if I'm not mistaken, that he didn't want to go in without Stinson. He kept trying to contact him.
Okay, well, forgive me. I'm no engineer, but I have a feeling when it comes to a floor, you basically have to kind of walk on it. But call me crazy. That's just how I check it out. All right, gang. Well, we're going to finish this one way or another. So are we arranging for another inspection, or are we going to hire an engineer to give me a report? And if we have to have police out there to supervise this, I guess that's the city's call. But the floor is going to get checked at, or else somebody's going to get fined. Okay, and right now that's you. And we haven't had this floor checked. And that's the only thing I've asked for throughout this entire saga. I don't care what kind of baggage all you brought here before you met with me. But right now, the only thing I need to do is satisfy myself that the floor is satisfactory. Anybody have any suggestions before I start finding people and moving people around?
If I'm allowed access to the floor and can get under the house, because if it's a raised crawl space, you know, I need to look at the joists, the floor joists. Okay. I can then make a determination on whether it needs, you know, further engineer or architecture or an architect to determine if what the method of correction is, or if it's okay, if it's just subfloor. But I need to get to the crawl space.
All right. I assume you have a crawl space there?
Probably on the back of the house.
Okay. I mean, have you already, do you know if there's, I assume there's a crawl space there.
There's supposed to be. There's actually, it got to be access to it by code, so.
All right, so when are we doing this?
Tell me when. I mean, I've been cooperative, and I've been working on all these guys. Like I said, he was there. He never bothered to ask to go inside the building.
Okay, you don't need to bother me with the history anymore. Quite frankly, it's too childish on both sides to even find entertaining. So, when are we going to do our next inspection?
When you live at
Now. Tell me when.
Tomorrow. I can do it tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. Then we will continue this matter one more time. And I do mean one more time. To our January 12, 2010 meeting. And for the record, it is my understanding all the parties will be meeting at, 550 Tomoka Road for the purpose of inspecting the floor, the subfloor, the joists, accessing through the crawl space. Whether Mr. Stinson is there or not is...
I'll be there.
It's more important than Mr. Criswell, though, because right now, Mr. Criswell may be the trump card as far as the city's position is concerned. Be advised, if Mr. Criswell's findings are that this floor needs work, then you're either going to have to do the work, or you're going to have to find an engineer to say it isn't necessary. Those are your options. I just want to be clear on this. Okay, so you all are going to meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. at 550 Tomoka to conduct your inspection. Okay. And then we'll be reconvening on January 12, 2010, at which point we're either going to be in compliance, you're going to produce evidence that may contradict whatever they have to say, or we're going to be considering a fine. Those are all the options. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Case number 3 is in compliance. Case number 4, Peter Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right.
I do.
All right. Other than picking a compliance date, I'm not sure why we continued this matter, but I can tell from the minutes there was also an issue as to how much work Mr. Lee could do himself versus various tasks that he may need that may require a contractor. So who wants to go first?
He is allowed to do the work.
All right. Very good. And we clarified that. All right. So what are we talking about now? Compliance date?
Correct.
All right. How long should it take Mr. Lee to come into compliance, in your opinion?
Well, I have spoken with Mr. Lee on numerous occasions. Last inspection we did have on the property, he was making some progress. He's run into some supply snags for some of his materials. And I'm looking at probably 3 months here.
All right. Mr. Lee, the city thinks it should take you 3 months to be able to come into compliance. What do you say?
I'd like to have more time. I've got a thing from Lowe's for the vinyl. It took like 4 weeks, and I didn't want to really put the few $1,000s down until I was sure that I could do everything myself. And I did order it on the 24th of November. It hasn't come yet. So the I'm worried about time it takes to get the vinyl, because I'm doing it myself with some help. I'm doing it in three sections. I decided to do the vinyl because I wanted really to have the house look really nice. And my
are you talking exterior vinyl here?
Exterior, yes. Yeah. So it's gonna when I get done, that house will really look really, really good, really sharp. I have some pictures here if you need to look at it, see what else I've done.
I'll take your word for it. Give me an idea as to how long you think it'll take to get it done.
Last time while I was here, I wanted 7 months. I would like at least that to, 6 months would be all right.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to push anything out that far without knowing what's going on. So what I will do is this. Our inspector says you should have it done in 90 days. You're saying 6 months. So what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and schedule you to come back and talk to us in 60 days so that we're a little bit closer, we know a little bit for real as far as what's actually happened, and then maybe then we can all take a look at where we are. Maybe you'll be a lot closer to his estimate than yours, but either way, and of course what I'm looking for is for our inspector to assure us that you've been moving steadily forward here throughout this time.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and schedule another progress report on this matter for our February 9th meeting of 2010. And at that point, hopefully we'll be close enough to be able to calculate a compliance date with some reasonable certainty. All right?
Very good.
That's all I ask in the interim is just keep moving forward. If our inspector reports back that the activity has stopped or slowed considerably, then we have a problem.
No, that will not happen, because I want to get this behind me as quick as I can.
I understand.
But I want to do a good job, and not just, because if I just go by what the code is, it's not enough. If you really want the house, if I really want the house nice, I have to really put some work into it.
I've got all the patience in the world for the people to go above and beyond. Coming into compliance.
Thank you.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, case 5, Leah D. Lowe, I have is in compliance. Case 6, Samuel L. Merrill and Linda S. Merrill, I have is in compliance. Case 7, Five Star of Central Florida Incorporated.
Good morning.
My name is Surjnat Bharat. Surjnat. S-U-R-U-J-N-A-T-H. You could put Oscar. R-R-E-T. Yes.
Raise
your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear to the testimony
you're about to provide is the truth, the whole
truth, and nothing but the truth? I do.
Okay, let me ask a number of questions here. Are we or are we not Section 8 housing anymore?
We are not Section 8 housing anymore.
So that status was revoked?
Yes, sir. And
okay, hang on 1 second. And is the status still that we only have permits for 2 of 13 buildings, or do we have more permits since we were here last?
That's all we have.
That's all we have.
But we had a situation arise in the property.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second. We provide an itemized list of all the violations for the entire complex?
Yes, you should have it in your packet.
Is everything all right as far as our notice is concerned?
Yes.
Yes.
He's been notified, but his on the Volusia Colony property appraiser's website, he hasn't changed his to a correct address. We had to post the property. And I also hand-delivered last notice to him.
Okay, well, apparently there were multiple addresses that we were concerned about at one point in time. So that's all.
There's multiple addresses, but one main unit that I mail everything to.
Okay, well, what's the issue?
This morning, Mr. Barak came in and showed me that he's being removed from the property, court order. So right now, he's not allowed to go on the property to make these repairs. He was in touch with a plumber, a licensed contractor plumber, to pull the permit for some plumbing issues also that we was asking him to be taken care of. But now he can't go on the property. And we just found this out this morning.
Now we have the motion from the judge. I'm going to need at least 90 days to get hold of everything.
What does all this mean?
It means that the bank have full control over the premises and they have their own manager to be inside here. I can't enter in the premises.
Right, back up. The bank now has full control over the property.
Yes.
Who were you working for while you were on site?
Yes, I was the owner for the premises. I was
you
working
what
for
now?
I'm the owner. So I'm the president of the company. I just work from the company.
Which company?
Five Star of Central Florida, Inc. Daytona Village Apartment Complex. I am the owner. But the bank have full control right now, and the bank will let us know that, man, we cannot do any repairs or anything. They need about 90 days to get everything together to comply with the man and the city.
Okay, well, I don't profess to be a bankruptcy expert, and I acknowledge
it's
that...
It's not a bankruptcy. The bank want me to remove from the premises immediately. So on December 3rd, the judge signed a paper, let me get off on the premises. They have their own people to do every work in the premises.
Okay, well, and until the bank... Don't interrupt me again, by the way. Until the bank gets substituted in for you, as far as I'm concerned, you're still the owner. And you're still the person we're going to look to get this done. So now what you're telling me is that you no longer enjoy bankruptcy protection because this property's been excluded from the automatic stay of the bankruptcy court. I understand that.
Yes.
All that means is you're back in business and people can take action against you. I'm assuming there's a foreclosure action of some sort out there. Has there been a foreclosure action?
Not as yet.
So the bank is nothing more than a secured lender right now with you in possession?
Yes. They remove me from the premises and they will proceed foreclosure.
How did they have they removed you already?
I can't go in the premises.
You what?
I cannot go in the premises.
Says who?
Says the man, my attorney. Because the bank have full control over the premises.
And when did they assume control of the premises?
Well, at present now, nobody's in the office there right now. Only the maintenance person I leave to man, take care of the regular maintenance person.
Okay.
I cannot do any repairs or anything.
Are these apartments occupied?
Some of them. And the tenants have their voucher, they are moving out one by one. At least within 2 months, I think everybody will be moved out.
I see you standing. Did you want to say something?
I hadn't seen that, so no, that was fresh news to me. No, I don't have anything else.
Okay, have you relinquished the property to the bank, or are you still in possession?
The deed is in my name right now, but I have no control to do any repairs.
Says who?
The man, attorney.
What
they have their own people to man to be in the office and do all necessary repairs. I think Mr. Snell spoke to the bank attorney and they said that we can't do any repairs. They will do all the necessary repairs to comply with the city. But they need about 90 days. But I can't go and do any repairs.
So you're telling me you're here speaking on behalf of the bank?
Not really.
No kidding.
But I cannot go and do anything in the premises. If you got to find me, my honor, I don't know what to say, but it's up to you. The property will leave just like that and run its course under foreclosure. I cannot touch no money to make no repairs or anything. All the money I put in right now for the last 3 months is from my personal money. The judge gave me an order not to touch no money in the registry. So I can't touch no money. I can't do any repairs. There's a management company who hold all the money in in New Jersey. When the maintenance person get money, we send them a copy of the maintenance man file, you know, who do maintenance work and what we bought, they never refund the money. Now they stop. No money comes in. Plus, we have like about 64 tenants is not paying no rent right now. So, you just say let it run its course to foreclose.
I think most of our information is found in the motion regarding minutes because they adopted the reason stated in the motion, including debtor's consent to stay relief. saw that in the U.S. Bank, which shall constitute decisions, findings, and fact, and conclusions along the district. So whatever they stated in a motion, perhaps it may have included some receivership language or something.
Yeah, like that, but can I receive a shift to collect money? Amen.
But without the motion, I guess we don't really know.
Okay. Mr. Inspector, how long should it take to bring this property into compliance?
To bring it into compliance on the violations that we've cited, I would say a good 3 to 4 months.
Okay, do we have life safety issues out there?
One building 208, there is a concern about the electrical, but other than that, no.
So how much time would reasonably be required to resolve the electrical life safety issues?
Within 10 days.
Don't talk.
Within 10 days.
10 days.
Get a life of contract and let them go check it out and make necessary repairs.
Okay. Any other life safety issues?
No.
Now, what would you like to say to that?
Licensed contractor, go and check it out. He said they don't need no permit because the whole building, the tenants inside, they have no account with FPNL. They stole meters and just take meters from building to building and just plug it inside. And it's not matching. We check it on this year, 4/22/2009 was checked. So we have a receipt here from the electrician. On the 12/11 this month, we have a nice receipt from the electrician.
Receipt from the electrician that
it's stating that he need no permit to be pulled on the building. We check the building out.
I'm not talking about the permits. I'm talking about the life safety issue.
I understand.
Okay.
Which, I'm trying to make him understand.
He's talking permits. You're talking problems.
Right.
You check the whole building.
Shorts.
Yeah. Yes, because they say it's not like our fault. It's the tenants or FPNL have to take out the meter permanent. If FPNL take the meter out, tenants go and steal a meter and put it back in. Sometimes the legs are not ground properly, and they get shortage.
What's he talking about with regard to these meters?
Well,
it's a complication.
It's a finger pointing. The tenants say that management comes and takes out their meters when he's upset. Management says that the tenants take them out when they don't pay their electrical bill. So I'm not sure. All I know, some of the meters are gone. And they be replaced with other meters from different locations, maybe, and not necessarily from that property, but from other addresses within the city. So I'm not sure who's doing it.
Well, I guess I'm kind of dense here. I don't really understand any of this. You can take an electrical meter from one place and move it to another?
Oh, yeah. It's just a pull and plug.
Yeah, unplug
it. Once you take the ring off, you can pull it out.
And what's the purpose of that?
You get free light.
You get electricity. You have to have that meter in order to get it unless you use a jumper.
It's a fuse, just a big fuse.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And you're telling me the problem with the electrical is that these meters keep coming and going.
The whole building, all the tenants don't have a FPNL account. So FPNL go and turn off their meters. So what they have to do now, the FPNL, sometimes pull the meter out, they go and store a meter and just plug it in back. And when FPNL pull it out back again, they complain and say that they don't have power in the house, they get shortage.
Okay, which building is it that you have these concerns about?
Building 208.
Should be the third one on your list.
Okay. And how long did you say it would take to come into compliance?
For that, 10 days.
Just I understand. For the rest of it?
Oh, 3 to 4 months.
And for whatever it's worth, how much time do you think it would take to come into compliance? Were you of a mind to do so?
Mayanna, to be honest with you, if I go in the premise and do anything, I don't know what the bank will do to me or whatever.
I'm just asking you how much. I understand that you're bailing out of here.
Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah, I know. But my question to you is, hypothetically,
give me 90 days.
Well, it's not a matter of what I give you. If you were hypothetically inclined to do all this work, how much time do you think it would take to do it?
90 days.
Okay, I'm going to order you to come into compliance with regard to the electrical life safety issues of Building 208 within 2 weeks. That'll be by December 28th.
Okay.
Failing that, you'll be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. I'm also going to order that the remainder of the items be in compliance by March 3, 2010. Or you'll be returned here for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. There. Now, if you're telling me it's the tenants that are causing the electrical problems, then what I would suggest you do before you go bailing out of here is, you know, if you're going to fix it, photograph what you've done so you can show it to me. If you tell me it's already in compliance, call an inspector and ask him to come look at it right away.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, before you go anywhere, it doesn't sound like this is a very pleasant place, so how do we get the bank involved?
Looking at this, looks like all we'll need to do is just know this stuff, and they have all their contact information on this for U.S. Bank Council, and I'll provide this to the board secretary. We have a counsel for the U.S. Bank, and we have Alicia Baker.
All the attorney numbers at the bottom.
Make notice, give notice to U.S. Bank.
Very good. Okay, good luck to you.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
I'm not sure what it is.
Case number 8, Herbert Aguiar.
Can we get a copy of this? Or is this
a that's your copy.
Okay.
Okay, this is here for a progress report. Looking forward to hearing some progress.
We were too.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to wait for him to be able to get some pictures up.
And I don't need pictures. Tell me how much time you want to give me to come into compliance, because that's what I have to do before I can.
Next cutoff.
Okay. 24 hours. Okay, is the next cutoff or somewhere in between? I'll tell you.
Next cutoff.
Okay. Then I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by January 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, 400 Beach Street Acquisitions, LLC. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? Let's say the city.
Yeah, Mr. Berger, could you maybe come up with this? Mr. McKelvey, this property, when we get the photograph going, has quite a history. And to cut to the chase, they're in a negotiation period right now with Mr. Berger here at the redevelopment to acquire funds and stuff to get this property torn down, and I'll let him elaborate on that in just a minute. But I want to let you know the history on this property. This has been an eyesore and a menace for us for some time. We keep getting promises they're going to tear it down, and promises, and they don't. We're mainly talking about the rear building of the old Massey building, old Massey Chrysler down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been before the board before. Again, promises were made and deals were cut, but unfortunately, the history from 2006 maintenance issues, 2007 another maintenance issue, 2007 again zoning, 2009 no permits, 2009 zoning issues, 2009 again maintenance issues, and there's two or three cases again in 2009 for no permits That's probably more related to incidents involving bike week, you know, not having proper permits for vending. But again, it's an eyesore. I'm looking to get 60 days for a compliance. They are in negotiation with Mr. Berger, as I said. I was surprised that they were here, though. And I'll let him elaborate further if you would like so.
Sure.
Your Honor, Reed Berger, Redevelopment Director. I really am embarrassed by what we see over there. And it's our job in Community Redevelopment Agency, which we are staffed to remove blight from areas when and where it's warranted in accordance with our plans. This is a redevelopment site. It was going to have a large towers on it, and in the middle of an economic downturn, this was one of the casualties. So, given what's happened with the lack of progress that code enforcement has had, and the frustration of seeing this continue to just literally fall apart, it's my plan now to move ahead with the owner's cooperation. I have a letter. I don't know if you've seen the letter of December the 3rd that they sent, but I have a copy of it here if you would like that. Okay. All right. Let me provide that for the record. This is a letter from the attorneys for 400 Beach Street Acquisition LLC, addressed to me at my request, that would allow me entrance upon the property to conduct our due diligence and make sure that we can step into this, understand the cost, the liabilities to take down the building in the rear, which is the one you see, I believe, on the screen. That's it gets broken into. There's really safety issues here that, and it's not just the aesthetics. So, knowing that that building has no real functional use in the future, we are proposing to tear it down. Again, I have to take some steps here to make sure that this is feasible, that all the people that have to approve it in the city do so, but they can't do that without more information. So I'm asking that if we can have some time to conduct our work and come to conclusion to either proceed or not proceed in the next, say, 60 days, we could hopefully reach an arrangement. It'd actually be a redevelopment agreement that we would need to conclude any work we do out there with our community redevelopment agency, and so there would be some kind of an official action on our part to move forward and knock that building down, and probably as a phase two, look at if there's other opportunities on that property to deal with other buildings. So that's where we're at.
They encompass the old Lloyd Buick all the way up.
Thank you.
his attorney now for this board. He's insisted upon me sending the letter. So everything goes to him now instead of
that's my understanding.
Yeah.
In any case, they have to keep that been secure.
That's what I'm going to tell
him. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Inspector, I assume the property is currently in non-compliance?
Yes, sir. It is in non-compliance.
Okay. Based upon our inspector's report, I find the property to be in non-compliance.
The city would, of course, like some additions to that 60-day survey. You have a moment about that.
And for the record, I'm also mindful, this looks like one that might get a little complicated, of Mr. Stotzer's letter of December 3, 2009 to Mr. Berger, who has been kind enough to appear here today to express the city's interest in this particular property. Okay, so as I understand what you're looking for, you're looking for us to basically stand still for about 60 days to allow you and the owner to conduct whatever inspections you deem necessary to enable the city to make a determination as to whether or not it wants to raise this building.
That is correct.
Okay. Yes, sir. In the interim, we would like to be secured, kept secured and not occupied during that period of time, sir. Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Well, we asked them to do it at the time that I was down there, and they just virtually refused because it was going to cost quite a lot of money. And in a redevelopment area, you just don't board up the building and walk away from it. There's a little bit more to it, and we asked him to try and at least do something with it, and they just basically refused. Now, that person I thought was going to be here today that we were negotiating with about that, but I would like to put in the order that It is an overwhelming task, but if they could just secure the bottom parts of it where access could be made. If you saw one of those pictures there, sir, there's some of those panels are missing.
I drive by this eyesore every day. You don't need to explain it.
And there's
my problem here is that I've got a letter that would suggest that I stay still and do nothing for the time being, and that you've joined in that request, and now I've got the city asking me to do something, albeit on an interim basis. And I just don't know that you're not going to hear your owner scream bloody murder if I then order them to do anything.
I was in contact with the attorney and mentioned to him about this request to secure the building, and he was appalled that it had been refused. And I, of course, him being an attorney, mentioned the liability.
Refused by whom?
By a management person that was representing the company, 100 LLC. And he was appalled by that, and he said he was going to be taking care of that. So I don't think it's a surprise to them. And I would like to make perfectly clear that I am in whatever it will take to assist Mr. Berger in doing this is my intention and goal. But
and that's what I'm trying to avoid querying.
It's just been an issue, and I talked to Mr. Berger about it beforehand, and I said, I don't see where a finding of non-compliance and giving them ample time would do anything to hurt or discourage this, with the exception of, and there always is an exception of, a finding of non-compliance would not allow this property to do a TPA during the Bike Week festivities in March.
All right, well, let's go back and do it by the numbers. I assume then you're telling me this property is readily accessible, we have vagrants, it's probably a police issue, all those things.
Yes, sir, it certainly is.
Okay, yeah, then that's all I need to know. And I hope this doesn't cause you any more grief.
I hope not. And if we need to board it up, we'll board it up. Because we don't want to...
Well, here we are, then let's talk about it. I mean,
yeah.
I have a feeling that you're probably somewhat satisfied that you've even got this little a commitment from the owner to allow you to come onto the property and do something. Otherwise, we'd all be staring at this eyesore.
Yes, sir. And sometimes...
Tonight.
Yes, sir.
My question now becomes, and I also have a sense that this owner is getting ready just walking away from this. or at least walking away from this effort and this expense. So who's going to be doing the boarding and securing?
Well, again, because I think the lack of managing this property, and because there isn't someone who's taking some responsibility here on site, I think this is where we want to intervene, like we do in some other cases around town. We need to step in, intervene, and we take responsibility for at least that building during the time of due diligence. And when I say responsibility, it doesn't mean I'm going to do the work. It means I make sure that code enforcement is working with me to assure that that building is locked down and no one can get in there.
If I may help the situation, I withdraw the request to keep the boarded up and secure. If that will make...
Well, I don't know that there's any need for that either, because it's not a bad idea. It's a necessity, actually. We're just trying to massage our way through this, because we got an owner who would just go underground on us, and then we'd be stuck in the administrative process for God knows how long to get to where we may be right now. So why don't we just order that proper... Well, I mean, I don't have any...
Listen, Counselor, how about if we do it this way? I think code would like to just go on record making it known that we believe that it needs to be, if I'm understanding right, that it needs to be secure, that it needs to remain vacant, that they need to make a trespass arrest sign. But we also understand the potential heartburn it can bring to an established agreement that already exists. And so if I think what I heard the inspector says that he has at least the feeling that they are in agreement that that's what's necessary, and if I'm hearing Mr. Berger right, he's agreeing that they will do it if the owner doesn't do it. Is that what you're saying? As far as to the minimal standards of security,
to make sure that we're not having anybody getting in there.
And so, I mean, from that perspective, I guess it's something that the code live with. It's not that it doesn't believe it's not necessary. It's just the perspective of if it's going to in any way hinder or delay the efforts of them working together, that's not the intent code to do that.
Okay. How much time would reasonably be required to secure the building? It's a pretty big building.
It is a pretty big building.
A lot of broken glass.
And panels are missing. I'd say next cutoff should give them, if they start on it, and put the effort into it. I don't know Mr. Berger's schedule as far as cost-wise or who's really going to be doing it, but if a contractor went down there, it could be done by next cutoff. For sure. I'm sorry, I'm taking in the holidays here, too. But considering that, I mean, it really should be. And then if it was mine, I think we could go down there and do it within a couple of weeks, but holidays are upon us.
Okay, well, what the city has suggested, Mr. Berger, and what the standard operating procedure would be that this property be secured to city standards. Now, would it be the only property in the city of Daytona Beach that isn't? No, I don't think so. So I guess, and maybe I'm being overly sensitive to what you're trying to accomplish because I'm so anxious to see it happen, but that having been said, you've dealt with at least the attorney for the owner, so how do you see them reacting to me ordering them to bring this, to secure this property, which inevitably means, I'm assuming it's going to cost a few bucks to secure that property.
Well, I believe so, but I think life safety comes first, and they need to accomplish that one way or the other. And again, there is a manager on site, so they have some resources as well to make some of this occur, I believe.
Okay, well then let's go by the numbers. When do you expect to have your inspections done?
Like to accomplish those in the beginning of January.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and order that the building be secured to city standards by January 6, 2010, or the respondent be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. I'm going to postpone the determination of a compliance date until our meeting on February 9 of 2010, at which time I hope to hear a progress report so that we can then determine where we're going with this. If the city is no longer interested in pursuing this matter, then we'll be imposing a compliance date. If the city has plans to go forward in conjunction with the owner, then we'll certainly hear what the plans are. Okay.
Do we have a finding of non-compliance?
I thought we already did. Okay. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Case number 10, LMW Holdings, LLC. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? Let's say the city.
Martin. Grab him, please, John. We'll find out what the city says in a second, sir.
Y'all here on the same case?
Yeah, that's Mr. Dutrudy and I took his contract. Hope I'm saying that right. No, it's not you. They're on number 13.
Number 10 is in compliance 12-8.
Oh, we didn't know that. Sorry.
I'm sorry. That's your. I thought I told him.
Okay, case number 11, Lincoln Trust Company.
Non-compliance, next cutoff, sir.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent being non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by January 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. We have case number 12, Arthur Vescovi Trust, as in compliance. That's still the case, I assume. Which brings us to case number 13, Ali Darren Jafrudi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. Can you please state your name and be sworn?
My name is Ali Darren Jafrudi. Yes, I do. I don't believe it's necessary.
Okay, Mr. Jafrudi, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Your Honor, I'm not so sure what violations were specific, but I believe we're about to complete. We have an open permit that we just need additional time to get the permit closed.
Well, I understand that. Do you agree that some of this work had to be done to begin with?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. I find the respondent in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how long do you think it should take to come into compliance?
Well before next cutoff.
Say that again?
30 days, John. Next cutoff.
Okay. All right, our inspector seems to think you should be able to finish the work by January 6, 2010. What do you think?
I think that's reasonable, Your Honor.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I assume work's already underway?
Pretty much completed.
Very good. Okay, then I'll go ahead and order the respondent for this compliance by January 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Let me emphasize, as soon as you're done with the work, make sure you contact your inspector to come out and do his final inspection.
Yes.
Don't just finish the work and think that's the end of it.
Correct.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 14, Brian J. Whalen is in compliance. Case number 15, Ronald Mitchell and Jacqueline Babs Mitchell. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent, what say the city?
This case has been going on since August. I have had no correspondence at all with the property owners. It progressively looks a little better, so I'm guessing that they're getting the postings, so they're getting some notification. They have a roofing permit, but the 60 days are up at the end of December. So we are, in essence, still in non-compliance. There's no occupational license. The roof has not been done. So I'm going to say non-compliance next cutoff, and hopefully they'll have that roof finished by the end of the month.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondents to be in non-compliance and order the respondents to commit compliance by January 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 16, the Islamic Center of Daytona Beach, Incorporated, is in compliance. Does anybody here know anything about that property?
Such as?
Isn't that the outfit that at one point was going to turn the old YMCA into a subdivision? Or
they wanted to make it a community center, but they ran into some problems with the city. I'm not exactly sure what.
So what did?
So they're just, it's sitting there, and they're maintaining it.
So they took the graffiti off the building?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
Oh, yes. Coming up on January 7th, we have a workshop or code workshop with the commission, the city commission. On this Thursday, we scheduled a brief workshop with the code board. What I'd like to do is, if you have any time today, I'd like to meet with you maybe briefly after this meeting, maybe for about 20 minutes. I don't really have a full structure of the code board workshop, but the gist of it is something that, just some input that we're looking for from them, and I can just have a conversation with you and get that same type of input.
Sure.
Do
it now if you want.
I don't know if there's anything else I'm supposed to tell. Oh, yeah, and then, of course, you're welcome if you'd like to attend in your workshop that we have on Thursday in the code. But, again, we can discuss more exactly what we're going with that whole thing. What time is that scheduled for? We just scheduled it at the code board meeting on Thursday. That's
10 a.m., I believe, Thursday.
Really more short.
And the police department, Valor Boulevard, the second floor, the comms tower. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? We're adjourned, and y'all have a nice